So briefly, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the African American Health Program before we started to talk about our health promoter program. The African American Health Program was created in 1999 and is funded by the Montgomery County Department of Health and Human Services, and we are administered by Beta and Associates. We have four key goals, and those are to raise awareness in the county about key health disparities. We integrate African American health concerns into existing services and programs. We monitor the health status and data for African Americans in the county. And finally, our fourth goal is to implement and evaluate strategies to achieve specific health objectives. So our mission is to eliminate health disparities and to improve the number and quality of years of life for people of African descent in the county. And we serve folks of all socioeconomic backgrounds because, as we know, health disparities have really nothing to do so much with socioeconomics. So the African American Health Program focuses on six key areas, and those are infant mortality, HIV and AIDS, cardiovascular health, cancer, diabetes, and oral health. And these are just some of our programs and services that we offer county residents. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk just a little bit about the staff. I'm the project director, and Xerxes Coyote is our program assistant. We have three registered nurses who do home case management for expecting high-risk mothers and their infants up to 1 year of age. We have a diabetes outreach worker. We have a health educator who works on our cardiovascular and cancer programs, and we have a doctor who does HIV outreach, and then finally we have a county person who also works with our diabetes programs. So really quickly, under infant mortality, we have a SMILE program, and SMILE stands for Start More Infants Living Equally Healthy. And what we do is, again, our registered nurses go out and they visit moms who are high risk and their babies up to year one. We also have a breast pump loan program, and then our nurses provide pregnancy prevention classes and STI classes in high schools in the county. Under our AIDS program, we do counseling, testing, and referral. We have a program called We Go When I Get Out, where we actually go into the prisons and prepare inmates for release. We have a Testing by the Hundreds campaign where we have asked community members and community organizations to join with us to test 1,000 county residents for HIV by next June of 2012. And then finally, we host a support group for HIV-positive community members. Under cardiovascular, we do blood pressure screenings. We do an annual heart health symposium in conjunction with Holy Cross Hospital. And then we have a health freedom walk. And the premise of the health freedom walk is, if the slaves could walk thousands of miles to be free of disease, then we can certainly walk a couple of miles a day to make sure that we maintain our health. Under diabetes, we have a diabetes education class, we have a club, and then we have one-on-one counseling with a certified diabetes nurse educator. And our diabetes education classes are AADE certified, so we're really proud of that. Under oral health, we have an ongoing program called Did You Know? And all it is we have oral health kits that have toothpaste and toothbrush and floss, and we actually have resources of free oral health in the county, free oral health resources. Under cancer, we have our community-based health promoters program, which is what I'm going to talk about in a minute. But what they do is they educate and inform the community about breast, colon, cervical, prostate, and lung cancer. And then we also provide referrals for screenings for early detection and prevention of cancer. So here we are, health promotion and disease prevention. We have, under our community-based health promoters program, a program called Project Sante Por Tu, and that was developed by Masachi Maluko, who is our health educator. And what they do is, a few times a month, they go to the CASA Labor Center, and they provide health education for French-speaking African immigrants. Also, we do health education and disease prevention teaching at county events and community health fairs. So, our community-based health promoter program. Just as an overview, the health promoters program was established in 2004, and in 2006 we had 32 health promoters, which was a bit unmanageable. So in 2007, we restructured and decreased to 18. In 2008, we had 14 health promoters, and then in 2011, we had 17 active health promoters. And then in a little bit, I'll tell you why we like the number of health promoters to be between 15 and 17 in our community. So, like, who do we define as a health promoter? A health promoter is an individual who shares the cultural, linguistic, and demographic characteristics of African Americans and people of African descent in our community. And a health promoter is also a community member with an interest in informing, educating, and empowering the community by participating in health education promotion activities within the community. So the mission of the Health Promoters Program is to promote the improvement of health care status of African Americans and people of African descent residing in the county. So the roles of our health promoters. We like to talk to our health promoters and ask them to be role models for our community. We also see them as leaders in the community. We see them as teachers and educators, whether it be one-on-one sessions with one of our clients or in a group situation. We also see them as patient advocates, patient navigators, and facilitators of healthier lifestyles. So when we have our health promoter orientation, we talk about responsibilities to the program and what responsibilities we have to our health promoters. We ask our health promoters to attend promoter meetings every month. We ask them to attend mandatory trainings on cancer, HIV, diabetes, cardiovascular health, and other chronic health care conditions. They all have to complete CPR and blood pressure training. We ask that they participate in at least 6 activities a year. And then finally, we ask for them to commit to 1 year of service as a health promoter, because a lot of this training is very expensive, it's very intensive, and, you know, basically we want to be able to use them to help our community as much as possible, and we want them to be able to get a good deal out of the program. We also ask that they maintain a professional attitude and demeanor when representing. We ask that they maintain client confidentiality, so they also are trained in HIPAA, and they're signed off in HIPAA. We ask that they respect clients and their cultural, religious, and individual differences. We ask that they're team players, and we ask that they demonstrate a warm, caring attitude when welcoming our clients. Also, we see them as the link between the community and the healthcare system. We ask them to adopt and promote healthy behaviors to give credibility as health promoters. And then we also ask them to communicate successes and challenges to us so that we can always tweak the program and make it better. Now, our responsibilities to the health promoters. We provide them up-to-date, cutting-edge training on chronic illnesses, on blood pressure measurement and interpretation, on CPR, and multiple health-related topics. We maintain constant communication with them by phone or email. And then we do provide them with a stipend as compensation for their time, because a lot of them are actual healthcare providers. So just a snapshot of who our health promoters are. They speak 6 languages: French, Kiswahili, Creole, Russian, Amharic, and Spanish. And the 19 health promoters we have come from the regions that are listed: the USA, East Africa, West Africa, in the Caribbean. So I wanted to just talk really briefly about challenges to health promotion program delivery. First of all, our clients have a severe fear of being deported, and that's why another reason why we ask that our health promoters spend at least a year with us, so that our clients get to see them regularly and they trust that we're not here to report them or to, you know, tell on them. We're just here to help them navigate through the healthcare system. Also, another barrier is follow-up. A lot of times we may see a client and then we can't reach them again because they don't have a cell phone, they don't have a stable residence. So that is a challenge for us sometimes. We also have a problem with lack of access to transportation, and that's probably tricky for all the groups here represented. And then also lack of understanding of the U.S. healthcare system. I mean, I'm a registered nurse, and sometimes I get confused by it. So think about people coming from another country. They're very, very confused by it, and that's why we work so hard to make sure that we have really good, close relationships with our clients. So I wanted to talk really briefly about the impact of health promotion on meeting health care reform legislation requirements. Health promoter activities and trainings are designed to serve our community in a manner that shifts the focus to preventing illness and promoting wellness while aiming to reduce the gap in health disparities among African Americans and the general population. Replicating the health promotion model. This is really very basic, but when we developed this model, we would say to anybody who wanted to replicate it, recruit health promoters, preferably those who are already working in the healthcare field. Offer promoters training in cultural competency, in HIPAA, communication skills, outreach strategies, health disparities, and disease-specific epidemiology. To establish partnerships with local housing authorities, hospital, healthcare providers, and faith-based organizations. And then finally, to continually follow up with our community partners to remain knowledgeable of local outreach efforts and events. For example, we need to know about different health fairs and cultural celebrations so that we can be there. Just for an outreach overview, in 2010, our health promoters attended 51 events and served over 2,000 people and provided, as you could see, 2 breast cancer referrals, 43 colorectal cancer referrals, and over 600 blood pressure screenings, several of which we had to send people directly to the ER for stroke-level blood pressures. FY11 is pretty much the same, 74 events, although we did see over 5,000 people. And that tells you that, I mean, that's just the portent of the economy. We saw 2,000 the year before, and then now we're seeing over double. 80 colorectal cancer referrals, and then about 700 blood pressures. So health promotion in the community. These are just some pictures of our health promoters at different events. And we would not be able to do any of our work without our partners. And amongst our partners is the Latino Health Initiative and the Asian Health Initiative. You're going to be hearing from them shortly. And then I just really quickly, I'm going to run through some major African-American health program accomplishments for last fiscal year. We served more than 7,000 county residents. We took part or conducted 99 community outreach. More than 500 copies of our annual report were distributed to the community. This fiscal year, the African American Health Program was named a President's Challenge Advocate to promote the Presidential Active Lifestyle Award. That's PALA. I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with that. So the goal of this partnership is to encourage children and families to be physically active and to maintain a healthy lifestyle. We were featured in a couple of news articles, and then during our oral health campaign, we handed out more than 2,000 oral health kits. The Health Freedom Walk that I talked to you about a little bit earlier had an 18.5% increase in the following year, so we had about 213 people walk with us. And WEGO, the prison program that I spoke of, won the 2011 National Association of Counties Award. So these are just some of the brochures that we use in our outreach. And a lot of our brochures are printed in French, Amharic, and English. And if anybody's interested in more information about the African American Health Program, you can contact us online, or you can go to Facebook or Twitter, or you can contact me afterwards and I'll give you my information. So thank you so much for listening. See, I thought that I was going to go over, and that's why I was talking really fast, and I didn't even get the flag. So you're about to give me the flag. So thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to your questions afterwards. Okay.